Meredith Whitney, she's known as one of the most influential women in American banking, right? You've probably heard of her, one of the first to come out with these bearish calls on the banks leading up to the financial crisis a couple years ago. And her latest big call, that has drawn a lot of controversy here in recent months. It was the call she made on municipal bonds. Just to refresh your memory, we go back to 60 Minutes in December, and the quote was from Meredith Whitney, you could see 50 sizable defaults, 50 to 100 sizable defaults, more. This will amount to hundreds of billions of dollars worth of defaults. And she went on to say in that 60 Minutes piece that they did on muni bonds, it will be something to worry about within the next 12 months. It's exactly what she said. What she meant, though, has become a hotly contested issue. Our own Charlie Gasparito's taken it on. So has Reason columnist Tim Kavanaugh. In fact, they've both been nice enough to mention each other in recent columns, so we have put them next to each other on television to talk a little bit about it. Charlie, make the point first. I mean, you've been among the most outspoken against Whitney, I would say, in recent months.
And, you know, it pains me to do that because I actually like Meredith Whitney. She was a source of mine during the financial crisis. She loved my book, The Sellout. You know, we had
Likes your book.
Yeah,
we know.
Anytime anybody likes my book, they're a friend of mine.
But you think she's way over the top.
Way over the top on this. And, you know, what's interesting is not just that this story. It's now become a political story where it's not investors. It's not portfolio managers. And these are objective people. It's not any Wall Street investment banker. Not exactly objective. It's not regular journalists who basically are coming to her defense.
So who is it?
It's the political right. And, you know, it pains me to say that as well, because a lot of people think I'm fairly conservative, which I think politically you could say I'm a libertarian conservative. But if you look at what they're saying, they don't do anything more than nitpick her critics. They do not explain why she's right. And what they nitpick on is simply this, that she meant that this wave of default, that somehow it would begin this year. It didn't have to all occur in the year that she made that prediction in December, which runs contrary to every investor, every portfolio manager, everybody on Wall Street, everybody that's listened to this, to her, what she said, except for a few columnists.
And we saw the reaction, as you see there, in the markets after she made those comments.
And you have to ask, why are they doing that?
Well, we're going to ask Tim that question because he's from Reason Magazine. And as you said, well, Charlie's point here, Tim, is that you're essentially picking on him. As you said, the financial pundit, I think, Charlie Gasparito and others are coming at it from the perspective that Charlie just described. So why is it that you're approaching it from that angle, Tim?
I don't know Meredith Whitney, and you'll have to have her on to figure out what she meant. All I did was point out that Patrick Carelci at the Daily Caller accurately noted that Charlie has compressed Whitney's statement to make it sound like she said something
not
she didn't.
Not just me.
Now,
every
in the course
investor,
of investigating that,
every
I came
portfolio
up with a,
manager, every analyst came away with the same conclusion.
Can I finish talking, Charlie?
Yes, but just it's not just
in
me.
The course
it's
of,
every
in the course
investor.
Of looking
we'll
into that,
point,
in the course of looking into that, Charlie, I came to realize, I spent
that.
A lot of most of my time looking at California. I looked at much more broadly at the muni market around the country, and things are a lot more dire than even I thought. Now, you mentioned yesterday in your Huffington Post piece the great progress that's been made by Scott Walker and Chris Christie, some other governors. Wisconsin doesn't have a budget right now, and yesterday their legislative budget analyst said that Walker's proposed budget doesn't even cut spending. It's going to increase spending
by
1%.
And that means there's going to be defaults.
Chris Christie may be doing a little better
in
New Jersey.
And that means there's going to be defaults.
But New Jersey is bringing in $4 billion a year, less in revenue than it was in 2008.
So get to the point.
Out here you've got Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown has...
Does that mean there's going to be defaults?
Are you saying Meredith was right? Is that basically what you're arguing?
I am not going to make, I'm not making any statement on whether Meredith Whitney was right or wrong. I don't have a dog in that fight.
So what's
I'm
the,
saying
so
that
why,
we're
what are
only,
you saying?
Only talking about the states. We're already talking about some dire markets. And when you get to the cities and municipalities, we all know that things are in much worse shape. Jefferson County, Alabama
will you give us some news,
is considering
please?
Default. That's not a
will
small
you give us
county.
Some
that's
news?
Contained firm.
What do you tell? This is we've been reporting this forever. Everybody knows that states and cities face enormous budget problems. The question is, because we are a business
and
network, and you guys are
the
entering the world
of problem, and
of
a lot
reporting.
Of people are thinking
you guys
seriously
are entering the world
it.
Of reporting, and what we have to do is report for our viewers who are investors. Should we expect a waiver to do is stop thinking that you
win the argument when you shout louder than the other person.
In fairness to Charlie, though, I'm actually curious myself as well to what you're leading up to here. I mean, what's the why? Why are you? Because when I asked you if she's right, you said, "Well, I don't have a dog in that race." But
right.
So, what is the point? And go ahead, let him make the point, Charlie. Here, real quick.
The point is that a lot of people, including former LA Mayor Richard Reardon, are talking seriously about bankruptcy as a way out of municipalities' problems. It's never been seen before, but we've never been in these waters before.
The point is,
a lot of people are talking seriously about it. It needs to be seriously on the table. They're talking about it in Jefferson County. They just did it in Boise County, Idaho.
Go ahead, Charlie.
We've been reporting that for the last 2 years. Thank you for informing us. But I know.
But here's the point.
The point is that the political right is supporting Meredith Whitney's call, which, you know, everybody knows, everybody believes that's listened to that call, except for the political right, that it's a one-year time horizon. They're supporting her because what they are doing, this supports their political agenda of bankruptcy, which they believe is the most efficient way to force municipal unions on the table.
Now,
listen, that's all well and good, but we have to point that out for investors, because investors have to know that what you're doing is politically biased. It's not based on research.
Is Bill Lockyer the Democratic Treasurer of California? Is he part of the political right? He said yesterday that California is probably not going to be able to issue bonds this year. All over the country, in the first quarter, we've seen the lowest issuance of municipal bonds since the 1990s.
By the way, that's good for bondholders.
Because there's no demand.
You do realize that's good. I know this is hard for you to get your hands around because you don't do a lot of reporting in this area, but that's good for bondholders. When there's less supply,
yes, I understand. It also shows that there's no demand for the bonds, Charles. A lot of people are looking seriously at the solvency of cities like Victorville, California, that has a problem right now.
Listen, next time you weigh into this area, I got some good books for you to read.
Tim, thank you.
It'll help you out.
You know what, Charles? I'll weigh into this area whenever I want, and I will do whatever I want whenever I want.
And you will misinform investors in the process, as you've done today.
Yeah, I'm not here to help investors, Charles. I'm here to report the truth, and you should think about that yourself.
You're here to promote your political agenda. Thank you.
And you are here to what? Yeah, you mentioned yesterday in your HuffPost piece that we're going to scare investors. You're afraid we're going to scare investors, okay? We're not here to service investors. We already have one CNBC. We don't need another one.
We're
here to tell the truth.
We've got to blow some sort of a whistle here because we actually have to do some other things on the show today. But, Tim, thank you for coming on, Charlie, as always.
Thanks very much.
You know, we talked it through. I didn't hear that loud. That's fine. Some important changes to a stock index that we're watching here. The Fox 50. We're going to talk about it. Ford, one of the names in play. The why on that coming up next.